The following is a Sunday feast lecture given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasadhikari, recorded on October 26th, 2008, in Kaunas, Lithuania.
So, we'd like to thank you all very much for coming to this program of the Kaunas Hare Krishna Center. So, we have a wonderful, wonderful lecture today. In many places, in schools and colleges, there are so many lectures. And let's face it, you know, they're really boring. Because the subject matter is not very important, it's not very useful. Doesn't really elevate your consciousness. In fact, it brings you down instead of taking you up. But the lecture we have today planned for you all is not an ordinary lecture that brings you down, you see. This is a lecture which will elevate your consciousness beyond the plane of material existence. Andeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Vada Kamala Shri Guru Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupa Sagra Jata Sagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadaitam Savadutam Vrijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. Sometimes it's a gray, dreary, cold, nasty day. You go to the airport. It's such bad weather. But you get on that airplane and the pilot guns it and it takes off. And before you know it, it's a beautiful sunny day. Actually, it was a beautiful day the whole time. But because you were covered by the clouds, you were thinking, ooh, what a nasty, horrible, ugly day. So, what I mean to say is this. At the present moment, we are covered by the clouds of this material nature. And this material nature oftentimes is a very dreary, bleak, glum existence. But that beautiful, sunny, crystal clear, magnificent day is always awaiting you at every second. All you need is a suitable airplane to get you beyond the material existence. So I have traveled all the way to America. To bring you this airplane. It's the most valuable thing you will ever be given in your whole life. It's worth trillions of, what do you call them, litas? It's worth trillions of litas. It's worth more than the wealth of your entire country. And I have come to you today to give it to you absolutely free. But there's one small price you have to pay. And that is the price of faith. If you don't put faith in my words, you won't get the airplane. But if you will put your faith in my words, you will have the airplane. And you can use it at any time to escape the miseries of material existence. And enter into a transcendental world where life is eternal. Full of knowledge and full of bliss. That eternal world is awaiting you at every second. You simply have to use this airplane to enter into it. This airplane is known as the science of self-realization. It is described in the books that we have in the hallway. I will give you a brief introduction today to ignite your curiosity. And if you want to go deeper into it, take a book home with you today and read it in the comfort of your own bedroom. This science is an ancient science. It has been taught by great gurus and sages for thousands and millions of years. And I was fortunate to meet one of these great gurus. In fact, we have a statue of him here in the back of the temple room. It is not just a statue. He is a very powerful guru. So he is actually present here in this form. His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Tridandi Goswami Maharaj Prabhupada. And if that's too much, you can just call him Prabhupada for sure. Prabhupada is a very, very powerful guru. He is giving the airplane that will enable you to immediately take off beyond the material existence and enter that land where God Himself resides, along with His eternally liberated servitors. So you may be wondering, okay, what's the airplane? The airplane is described here in the Bhagavad Gita. Raja Vidya Raja Guyam Pavitram Idam Uttamam Pachakshavagamam Dharmiyam Susukam Kartamavyayam. This knowledge is the king of education. It's the most secret of all secrets.
Yra pati paslaptingiausia visų paslapčių.
It is the purest knowledge.
Yra pati tyriausia žinojimas.
And because it gives direct perception of the self by realization.
Ir kadangi jis suteikia tiesioginį savęs patyrimą per
It's the perfection of religion.
Tai yra visos religijos tobulumas.
It is everlasting.
Tai yra visą laiką
atsistojęs. And it's joyfully performed.
Ir džiaugsmingai atliekamas.
So, this is the most amazing, amazing science. The first thing you have to do to practice this science is that you have to realize that you're not your body. Now that may, if I'm young and I'm good looking and full of energy, I may not like to hear that.
Jaunas arba gerai atrodo, turiu daug energijos.
I'm not my body?
Aš ne savo, ir jūs man sakot, kad aš nesu.
But everybody's attracted to my body.
Jums patinka mano kūnas?
I wouldn't want to not be my body.
Nenorėčiau visai nebūti savo kūnas.
But actually, if you think about it,
iš tikrųjų, jeigu jūs pagalvojate apie tai,
even if you have a young, attractive, healthy body that everybody's attracted to, how long will it last? How long will it last? In a few years it'll be an old, worn out body like mine. I just turned 61. You'll have an old, worn out body. Your eyes will go bad, your ears will go bad, everything will start going bad. So it's actually not a bad idea to understand that you're not your body. And that there's a plane of existence where actually you're an eternal youth. In other words, you don't have to worry about getting old and getting sick and dying. You simply have to enter into your actual identity as an eternal youth. Beyond your material body. So, this is the most wonderful information you'll find anywhere in the whole world. In fact, this is called Raja Vidya, the most secret of all secrets. Why is it called Raja Vidya, the most secret of all secrets? Because you can't figure it out just by speculating with your brain. It has to be revealed to you by a bona fide spiritual master.
Turi būti atskleista jum tikro dvasinio mokytojo.
When you come in contact with a bona fide spiritual master,
kai jūs susitinkate tikrą dvasinį mokytoją,
and you take his words into your heart,
ir priėmate jo žodžius į savo širdį,
those words will work magic on your consciousness.
Tie žodžiai atliks didžiulę magiją jūsų sąmonėje.
And you will realize the truth of his words.
Ir tada suvoksite tų žodžių teisingumą.
That you are not that body. You're an eternal spiritual being. You're actually full of bliss and knowledge. You're not temporary, full of ignorance and misery. You're eternal, full of knowledge and bliss. So how does one awaken that consciousness? The first step is to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. He will tell you exactly what to do. How to awaken completely your divine consciousness. So, I was very fortunate to meet such a bona fide spiritual master. You don't have to stop doing what you're doing now. If you're a student, you can remain a student. If you're a businessman, you can remain a businessman. If you're a worker, you can remain a worker. If you're the Prime Minister of Lithuania, you can remain the Prime Minister of Lithuania.
būdamas ministras, gali atlikti toliau tokį.
Whatever your position is, you stay in your position. But you add this missing ingredient. Just like if you're baking a cake, you can put in all the ingredients. You can put in the flour. You can put in the butter. A little salt. The sugar. You see, you can put all the some milk. You can put all the ingredients, but if you leave out the baking powder, your cake will go nowhere. It'll just be some flat goo in the bottom of the pan. Nobody will want your cake. They'll just throw it in the garbage can.
You see.
Why? Every ingredient was there, but you forgot one ingredient. You forgot the baking powder. So, we have, in this human life, we have to have everything. In the modern day civilization, we have so many wonderful ingredients. We have modern transportation. We have modern communication. We have modern houses. We have nice clothing. We have nice education, arithmetic, algebra, geometry, history, some chemistry. We have music even. We have so many wonderful things, you see. We have sports. We have news. We have, you know, the Olympics. I mean, there's so many things going on. It makes it seem to be a very, very wonderful civilization. The problem is we're missing the baking powder. We're missing the science of self-realization. And therefore the whole thing is spoiled. Nobody is happy. Everybody is frustrated. They hide it, but actually everybody's frustrated. I come from America. She's supposed to be the wealthiest, most powerful, and happiest people in the world. But the American people are miserable. The children are so miserable, they take guns to school and they shoot the teachers and the other students. And they shoot themselves dead at the end before the police catch them. This is what they call the wealthiest, most powerful country in the world. The youth are completely frustrated. There's no reason for anybody anywhere in the world to be frustrated. The only reason we're frustrated is we're thinking I am the body. Actually, it's frustrating if you think that you're your body. Because nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to get old. Nobody wants to get sick. But yet these things are forced upon us against our desire. Do you understand? It's against your desire to experience these things. Therefore, bodily identification is the most frustrating thing to have. So the very first, most important lesson we have to realize is I'm not my body. I'm actually an eternal spiritual being. This is confirmed in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Jivera Svarupahoi Krishnera Nityadat. The constitutional position of the living being is that he's the eternal servant of Krishna.
konstitucinė kiekvienos gausisybės patys yra tokia, kad jis yra amžinas Krišnos tarnas.
Krishna is a name for God in the Sanskrit language.
Krishna yra Dievo vardas sanskrito kalba.
We are actually the eternal servants of God.
Mes esam visi iš tikrųjų amžini Dievo tarnai.
This is our actual identity.
Tokia yra mūsų tikrasis identiškumas.
All we have to do to become happy
ir viską, ką reikia padaryti, kad taptume laimingais,
is to reestablish our loving relationship with God.
Yra atstatytos meilės santykius su Dievu.
As soon as you do that,
ir kai tik tai padarote,
you'll be amazed at the difference.
Būsite nustebinti, koks skirtumas.
All those things that were causing you great anxiety and turmoil in your life,
visi tie dalykai, kurie kėlė jums didžiulės kančias gyvenime,
they'll be gone.
Neliks.
You'll find that you've entered in a whole another world.
Pajusite, kad jūs įėjote į visiškai kitą pasaulį.
Of complete happiness.
Kur yra visiška laimė.
You simply have to realize I am the eternal servant of Krishna, I am the eternal servant of God.
Paprasčiausiai reikia suvokti, kad esu amžinas Krishnos Dievo tarnas.
That's all you have to do.
Tai yra vienintelis dalykas, ką reikia.
So how do you practice that?
Taigi, kaip tai praktikuot?
When you realize that you're God's eternal servant, what do you do different?
Kai suvoki, kad aš esu Dievo amžinas tarnas, tai kaip aš keičiu savo gyvenimą?
This is described in the Bhagavad Gita.
Tai aprašyta Bhagavad Gitoje.
Manmana bhavad bhakto majaji mam namaskuru mam evashashi yuktva evam atmanam matparayana. Krishna says, engage your mind always in thinking of me.
Krishna sako, užimk savo protą visą laiką galvot apie mane.
Offer obeisances and worship me.
Siūlyk man nusilenkimus ir garbink mane.
Being completely absorbed in me,
pasinėręs pilnai į mane,
surely you will come to me.
Tikrai grįši pas mane.
So just like if I fall in love with someone,
kažką įsimyliu,
I'll always be thinking of them 24 hours a day.
Aš apie jį natūraliai ir galvosiu 24 valandas per dieną.
When I wake up, I'll think of my beloved.
Kai aš atsikelsiu, galvosiu apie savo mylimą.
When I'm taking my meals, I will think of my beloved.
Valgydamas, galvosiu apie mylimą.
When I go to sleep at night, I will dream of my beloved, you see.
Eidamas miegoti, irgi apie jį sapnuosiu.
If you're in love with someone, you think of them all the time. So we have to develop love for God. So even when we wake up in the morning immediately, we will think of God. When we eat, we'll think, well, I have to thank God for the food before I eat. I should first offer it to Him before I eat it. This is what a saintly person does. Before he eats, he will offer his food to God. And he won't eat any meat, fish, or eggs. Because this is very cruel to kill another living being to eat its body. How would you like it if someone wanted to eat you? Some, you were in the African jungle and some cannibals grabbed you, you see, and said, well, we want to have you for dinner. Would you like it if somebody wanted to cut off your arms and nibble on your flesh? So why do you think a cow is happy to be slaughtered, you see? Or so we have to be compassionate on other creatures. They have feelings just like we do. They have affection for their own children. They become fearful when there is danger, just like we do. So therefore, a saintly person, he will only take foods from the category of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and grains. He doesn't feel any need to gratify his tongue with the taste of blood and flesh. He becomes very happy just to take vegetarian foods, offer with love to the Lord. So, if one will live a godly life with a vegetarian diet of foods offered to the Lord before eating, and one will regularly utter the holy names of God, then you will feel how your spiritual identity is becoming completely awakened. And you will see your body is something out there in the material energy. You will no longer think, this is me.
nebegalvos, kas tai aš.
And that will, this stage is called Brahma-Bhuta. Krishna describes this stage in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma-Bhuta prasanatma na sochati na kangshati samaksarveshu bhuteshu manbhaktim namate param. That when one achieves this stage of Brahma-Bhuta, he becomes full of happiness.
Kai žmogus pasiekia šitą Brahma-Bhutos lygį, jis tampa pilnas laimės.
There's no more hankering. There's no more lamenting. He sees all living beings equally. And he attains to the plane of devotional service. So, in this way, if one can become a lover of God, then you will become the best friend of all living beings. Because isn't everyone a child of God? Everyone is one of God's children. So if you learn how to love the Father, then automatically you will love everyone else. All these are all my brothers and sisters. All living beings are my family members. So when you become lover of God, then you become the best friend of all living beings throughout the whole world. Actually, you become a saint. A living, walking, breathing saint. You simply have to always remember God, Krishna, and utter His names. You can utter according to your own religion. If you're a Christian, you can utter the name of Christ. If you're a Muslim, you can utter the name of Allah. If you're a Buddhist, you can chant the name of Buddha. If you're if you like, you can chant these names that we chant. They're over here written on the wall. Everyone can repeat after me. You can try it. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare
Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama,
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 Rama.
Hare, Hare.
Hare, Hare.
So we chant these names every day, at least 1,728 times. On our prayer beads. And then we get together and we sing them also in groups, group singing. It's called kirtan. So in this way, we fill up our day with Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, we encourage you to chant the Hare Krishna mantra. Or any name of God according to your religion. You get up early in the morning before sunrise. And absorb yourself for at least 20 minutes. In chanting the names of God with nothing else to do except utter the names of God again and again and again and again. This is called meditation. In this way, if you will meditate every day for at least 20 minutes in the morning, then you will feel the difference in your life. The material world won't get you down anymore. I remember the first time I chanted Hare Krishna. I spent the night at a Hare Krishna ashram in San Francisco, California. And the devotees had a string of japa beads hanging on the wall for guests. So they said, "This is, you can chant on this." So I took the beads, I chanted one time around the beads. 108 repetitions of the Hare Krishna mantra. And I tell you, I had an amazing day. I really did. At that time, I was a songwriter. In that evening, I wrote a song based on the experience of chanting Hare Krishna. Because it was such an amazing experience that I just had to write it down in a song. I was visiting one house, and the people, they were sitting around watching a stupid TV show that was completely useless. I mean, it was so mundane, you know. So I wrote a song called, Do you think I'd waste my time playing around in misery when I'm so close to nirvana? Nirvana means spiritual enlightenment. So I knew I wasn't enlightened yet. But after spending that time at the Hare Krishna Center and chanting Hare Krishna, I knew I was getting close to becoming spiritually enlightened. And the last thing in the world I wanted to do was spend my evening watching some stupid junk on the tube. I wanted to keep moving forward towards spiritual enlightenment. And so Krishna fulfilled my desire. I got the association of a great saintly teacher, His Holiness Vishnu Jana Maharaj. And he taught me how to fully absorb myself in Krishna consciousness. And he introduced me to my guru, Srila Prabhupada. So I want to introduce, just as he introduced me, and he completely transformed my life, my desire is that I can introduce each and one of you, each and every one of you, to Krishna consciousness and completely transform your life. This is my desire. I'm praying to Krishna that He will bless me, that each and every one of your lives can become completely transformed. From this meeting. So now I can ask if there's any questions. Yeah.
Jūs sakėte, kad reikia įdėti tikėjimą. Gal galite plačiau pasakyti, kas tas tikėjimas?
You said that one should pay faith. So could you explain what is that faith?
Faith means unflinching trust in something sublime.
Yra nenukrypstamas pasitikėjimas kažkuo iš aukštintų.
That means that you trust it and you always remain in that trust. It's not that you're trusted and then you don't trust it and you trust it and you don't trust it. No, your trust is unflinching.
Tai reiškia, kad pasitikėti turite nenukrypstamai, ne tai, kad kartais pasitikit, kartais ne, bet pastoviai.
It's never deviated by anything.
Ir niekad neiškrypstat iš to pasitikėjimo.
That is called unflinching trust.
Toks tikėjimas yra vadinasi.
And something that is sublime. And there is nothing more sublime than this self-realization process. Therefore, I request that you should trust it. And you should make that trust should not be deviated by anything that you experience. That is faith. Next question.
Tai kaip galima tokį tikėjimą turėti, jeigu, pavyzdžiui, pirmą kartą šis apie tai girdė?
And how can a person get such a faith if he first it's first time that he hears this knowledge?
The question is how you can get the faith just in the first meeting.
Klausimas, Kaip galima tokį tikėjimą gauti iš karto, pirmą kartą netgi išgirtų šį mokslą?
That depends on the quality of hearing. My spiritual master, just by one meeting with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur, his life was transformed just by one meeting. Within 10 or 15 minutes, his whole life was transformed by that one meeting. He understood, this is my spiritual master. And I must serve him. If someone can have that experience by hearing from a bona fide spiritual master, this person is my spiritual master and I must serve him now. Then immediately, in one meeting only, their life can be transformed. Next question. What about some of our guests? Yes.
Can you comment something on chakra meditation and about aura?
Yes, yes. The chakras are described in the Vedic literatures. They are different centers of energy within the body. The chakra yogis, they gradually raise their the life force through the various chakras. And then they finally raise it to the topmost chakra. And then there's a hole in the top of the skull called Brahma Rantra. They're able to burst like a rocket going through the skull. They burst a hole in their skull.
Ir jie tokiu būdu pakėlė savo tą gyvybę, negali išlėkti pro kaktą.
And they can attain the planet that they desire.
Ir tokiu būdu pasiekti planetą, kurią nori pasiekti.
So that is a very difficult yoga to practice in this age.
Ir šita yoga yra labai sunku praktikuoti šiame amžiuje.
It requires that you go to the forest and remain there your entire life.
Nes reikalauja išeiti į mišką ir pasilikti ten visą gyvenimą.
One has to give up all contact with the human society.
Ir taip pat turi žmogus atmesti visą ryšį su visuomenė.
You can't bring your mobile phone with you. You have to just sit there in the forest and eat some roots and berries from the nearby bushes.
Šitoj praktikoj reikia sėdėti miške ir valgyti tik tai visokias šaknis ir panašiai.
You have to learn how to stop breathing also. The slow down your breath.
Ir taip pat reikia išmokti kaip
you can't bring nail clippers, your nails become very long, your hair becomes knotted, you can't bring a comb. So it's a very austere thing. Your boyfriend or your husband wouldn't like it very much. What has happened to my girlfriend, my woman now, she's like a crazy person. So it's not really recommended for the modern age, the chakra yoga system. Because by chanting this Hare Krishna mantra, you can get the same benefit in much quicker time, and you can keep your boyfriend or your husband. You can live in a heated building. You can wear nice clothes and drive around Kaunas in a car, or you know. You can keep all your modern conveniences. And just by chanting the mantra, you can get the same result of the chakra yogis, even a better, more powerful result. You will immediately elevate your consciousness beyond all the chakras. And you will develop the most beautiful aura also. Just by chanting Hare Krishna, your aura will become perfect. Actually, this was commented upon one priest. He told our spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada. He said, Swamiji, how is it that all of your disciples, they become so brilliant, they become so shining and brilliant? How has this happened?
Prabhupada, visi tavo mokiniai šviečiantis pasidaro. Kaip čia atsitinka?
So, if you will chant Hare Krishna mantra, you will develop the most brilliant, shining aura. In fact, my spiritual master, he had the most amazing aura. You couldn't believe it. Just walking through the airport, people would be absolutely amazed. They would see him. In fact, in the Los Angeles airport, there was one black man who was cleaning the floor, mopping the floor, sweeping the floor, a cleaning man. And when he saw Prabhupada walking down through the airport, he dropped his mop on the floor. And he got all excited. He started yelling. He said, "Look at that man! Look at that man! He's shining! He's shining!" He was completely amazed by Prabhupada's aura. So if you will practice this Krishna consciousness, people will be amazed. When they just see you walking down the street, they go, "Wow, look at that aura." So you will automatically get the most wonderful aura, and you will transcend all the chakras. If you will simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Any other questions? Especially from our newcomers. Any of y'all have some questions? Everyone satisfied? Some of the regulars can ask questions too now. Yeah. Ripanuga Brahma.
What connection or relationship we should have with this body in this process? Because if we overburden this body, then it may affect our service. Our brain may not work or something.
So, what is the proper utilization of an automobile? You have to give it sufficient care. If you give it too much care, then your life will become ruined. If all you do is work on your car all day and you don't work a job, then you'll starve. There has to be a proper balance. If you neglect your car, then you'll run out of gas, the oil will run away, run out of oil, and you'll burn your engine up.
Bet jeigu jūs visiškai nekreipsite dėmesį, tada problemos bus, baigsis benzinas ar
So you have to give the car the proper amount of care, not too much and not too little.
Todėl reikia duoti tinkamą jai, tinkamai prižiūrėti, nei per daug, nei per mažai.
So this body is like a car.
Tai šitas automobilis kaip mašina.
You have to give it sufficient amount of care, not too much, not too little, just the right amount.
Reikia pakankamai pasirūpinti, nei per daug, nei per mažai.
That's stated in the Bhagavad Gita. He who is temperate in its habits of eating, sleeping, working, and recreation can mitigate all material miseries by practicing the yoga system. Yuktahara viharasya yukta chesha karmasu yukta smatnava bodhasya yoga bhavati duk. You have to have the proper balance, you see. Don't eat too much, don't eat too little. Don't sleep too much and don't sleep too little. You'll become a perfect yogi if you balance the proper amount of eating and sleeping, working and recreation. Next question.
I wanted to ask what importance in devotee's life is program of food for life, preaching program?
Yes, the food for life program is a very good program. Srila Prabhupada said that within a temple, within a 10-kilometer radius of the Hare Krishna temple, no one should go hungry. So in Vedic culture, nobody goes hungry, you see. Even the animals are well fed. What to speak of the human beings? So this is one of the missions of our Hare Krishna society. We want to see that everybody on the whole planet Earth is well fed. We don't feed them ordinary food. We feed them Krishna prasadam, vegetarian food from the category of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, and grains, offered the love and devotion to Lord Sri Krishna. Such foods not only nourish the body, they also awaken the divine consciousness within and help people to become not only physically happy but spiritually happy as well. So this program, the Food for Life program, should be expanded more and more until we can feed everybody on the whole planet. So are you doing this Food for Life program?
My specific question is, what one who is serving in Food for Life, what he gets?
He gets a nice prasadam, that's one thing. Plenty of prasadam, he's well fed. And he gets the benefit of this, the spiritual benefit of all this prasadam distribution to the suffering people of the world. The more he can help other people to make spiritual progress, the more he automatically makes spiritual progress. Any other questions? Everybody's totally satisfied now? Got all your questions answered? Yes.
I was hearing one lecture the other day where it said that even a stone has a soul.
She heard the lecture where it said that even a stone has a soul.
And I've also heard that consciousness is a symptom of the soul. So I'm wondering how to understand this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Sometimes there are stone mountains that actually have soul. But don't you be like a stone. Question? Anyone else? So everybody in the back there is totally satisfied. Everybody up here is totally happy. You've got all your questions answered. Now you understand how to become spiritually perfect. Everybody's question?
Srila Gurudev. When a person in this world, he has so many relationships, and he becomes upset by these relationships. So, and then there is a danger that he may not believe that in the spiritual world there are perfect relationships. So how to solve this problem?
Yes, you have to meet the pure devotees of the Lord. And then when you associate with pure devotees, you'll understand that perfect relationships do exist. In other words, somebody in this world has been badly burned by so many relationships. They felt cheated by their parents. They felt cheated by their brothers and sisters. They even felt cheated by their best friend. They felt cheated by their teachers. They felt cheated by the political leaders. And they just get very frustrated. So what? How can they develop any faith that there's such thing as perfect relationships in the spiritual world? All they have to do is meet some pure devotees of Krishna. And by having relationships with those pure devotees of Krishna, and experiencing the wonderful love in that wonderful pure love that's experienced with pure in relationship with pure devotees of Krishna, they'll become convinced that such a thing is pure loving relationships. So don't be frustrated. Just make friends with the devotees. There's so many nice devotees here in this temple. Come here regularly and make friends here. You will see how there's nobody more friendly and wonderful than a devotee of Krishna. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. I am the best friend of all living beings. So the devotees of Krishna, just because they represent Krishna, they are also the best friends of all living beings. So when you make friends with a devotee, you will understand, oh, this is my best friend. So everyone should make friends with at least one of the devotees. And the devotees have to be very careful to purely represent Krishna in all their dealings with everyone. So that they can truly be the best friend of the living beings. Devotees should not abuse the trust that is placed in him for some material purpose. Devotee must purely represent Krishna. Any other questions? Totally satisfied? Everyone's totally satisfied? All right, Hari Bol Ananda. Hari Bol.
Yesterday it was very wonderful celebration of your Vyasa Puja, and can you make it tradition to make it every year in Lithuania?
It depends on the strength of your desire. You're competing with other places that also want to have it in their country. I'm not a mystic yogi, you know. I can only be in one place at one time. If I was a mystic yogi, I would manifest wherever my disciples are, and we could have, you know, 25 simultaneous Vyas Pujas. But I'm just a bhakti yogi. I'm only manifesting one form right now. So it has to be somewhere. It could be here, it could be in Riga, it could be in America, it could be in Australia, it could be in New Zealand, South America. There's so many places, and they all want me to come. So, how strongly do you want, and how much are you willing to help make it a grand success? That will make a difference. But I really appreciate the invitation. Actually, I was very pleased with wonderful. I'm very pleased. The temple council, Arunas, was very nicely represented the temple council yesterday. I was very, very pleased by the wonderful way devotees of Lithuania opened their hearts up for my Vyas Puja yesterday. I was very, very happy with them. Thank you all very much for them.
Buvo labai labai patenkintas ir sužavėtas, kaip atsidavė iš visos širdies, reikia surengė visą tą Vyasa Puja.
I can guarantee you this, it will not be the last, my last Vyas Puja here in Kauna. I guarantee you.
Kad čia tikrai nebus paskutinė mano Vyasa Puja.
So, that being said, I guess, what's the next program, Pisharam? No? The kirtan. All right, then before the kirtan starts, I wanted, for those of you who got inspired by the lecture today and who would like to continue getting connected with this process of Krishna consciousness, please come regularly to this center.
Tiems, kurie įsikvėpėte ir norite visą laiką būti ir praktikuoti Krishna sąmonę, tai ateikite reguliariai į šitą šventyklą.
This Sunday feast program happens every week.
Šita sekmadienio programa kiekvieną savaitę vyksta.
There's also classes every morning at 8 a.m. and an evening lecture every evening. Is there evening lecture every evening? At what time?
6.
8 in the morning and 6 in the evening. Every day you can come.
Ir taip pat kiekvieną dieną.
And another thing you can do is I have a free e-course on the internet. All you have to do is surf on over to www.backtohome.com. backtohome.com.
backtohome.com.
There's some flyers on the desk there that have it written in it. See, Arunas is holding up the flyer. That white flyer there. It gives my lecture schedule and also my URL.
Ir duoda tenai mano paskaitų tvarkaraštį ir mano adresą.
So I thank you all very much.
Dėkuoju jums visiems labai.